We are going to start by playing a game called Guess What's Inside, all right? So I'm going to start with this. What is this?
Wallet.
A wallet. And what do you usually find inside a wallet?
Money.
Money. Well, let's check. Look, come on. Okay, maybe scoot up. I'll scoot up a little bit closer so you guys can see. What's inside?
A spoon.
Pull it out. A spoon? In a wallet? Well, that's kind of surprising. I wouldn't expect that. All right, well, let's try again. Let's try again. Okay, I have
a box,
and this is actually, what kind of a box? Can you see? A shoe box. So what would you think would be in here?
Shoes.
Well, seems like shoes would be in here. And it's?
What?
A book? That's unexpected. Okay, well, let's see what else I've got in here.
This is silly.
It is kind of strange, isn't it?
Oh, I have that kind of DVD.
A DVD, Finding Nemo. So inside, we would probably think there would be
a DVD.
A DVD, that would make sense. Let's look and see. Leaves? I would not expect that to be in my DVD box. All right, well, let's try one more time. I also have a box of cereal. And, of course, in a cereal box, we would expect to find. All right. What's in there? Pull it out. A sock? Well, that's just kind of strange, isn't it? All these things are unexpected. They were kind of a surprise. Well, in today's Bible readings, two of today's Bible readings had something that was kind of unexpected and surprising that happened. Jesus was with his disciples. He was eating with them and he was talking with them. And all of a sudden, you know what happened? Jesus kind of got surrounded by a big cloud and he rose up into the sky. And he was gone. And then two men in white came and said, "Why are you looking up at the sky? Jesus is up in heaven, but he'll come back to you again one day." That was kind of unexpected and surprising to the disciples. And they didn't always understand when Jesus did things that were surprising or unexpected. But you know what? Jesus did, at least this is my theory, Jesus did those kind of things to teach the disciples, or when the disciples or other people needed help, and to show that he loved them. Well, you know what? Sometimes we have surprising or unexpected things that happen in our own lives. Like, for instance, sometimes it's a good thing. Like, you're at the supper table, and you get one piece of cake, and then your mom says, "Here, have another piece of cake." That would be kind of unexpected, but it would be a good surprise, wouldn't it? Sometimes there's kind of unexpected things that are bad. Like, oh, you've been hoping all day that you could go to the park, and you look out the window, and it's raining. That was unexpected, so you can't go to the park. But all these things happen in our lives for a reason. Just like when Jesus was with the disciples, Jesus is with us. He loves us. He loves me. He loves you guys. And so things happen in our lives that teach us, and things happen in our life so Jesus can help us and show his love for us. Let's close with a prayer, all right? Dear Jesus, thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Help us to trust you.
Help us to trust you.
In the surprises of our lives.
In the surprises of our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for coming up, guys.